like I told you, lived about 100 years ago and wanted to make a doll that he thought kids like about your age would really like. And back in those days, the dolls that they had were like a lot of toys where kids had to sort of look at them up on the shelf. They really weren't meant to play with. They were just toys that were for show. And I'm sure some of you might even have some dolls or toys that you're not supposed to touch because they're breakable and that kind of thing. Well, back in those days, dolls were mostly breakable. And he knew that his kids really wanted to have something that they could play with. So as you can see, Raggedy Ann's pretty soft and pretty comfy and pretty cozy. So he came up with this doll. But a lot of people wonder where in the world she came from. And I wrote the story of Johnny Gruelle's life, and I was able to talk to people in his family about where they thought Raggedy Ann really came from. Because there were a lot of kind of fairy tales about where she came from. And so when they told me the real story, I thought, you know, I think kids may want to kind of know where Raggedy Ann came from. So this is very close to what really happened. And just think about it being 100 years ago when you see the pictures and hear the story. For those of you who can't quite see me, why don't you stand here and one of you stand up here? And that way everybody can see the pictures. This is called The Real For Sure Story of Raggedy Ann. On the night before Marcella's 5th birthday, Daddy went up to Grandmother's attic and found 3 packages wrapped in pretty paper, right where he had hidden them. As he turned off the light, Daddy's arm bumped against something soft. Down it tumbled. Plop, it fell right at his feet. It was an old homemade rag doll. Her dress was faded and her stuffing was poked out in all directions. And she was missing an eye. But Daddy decided to take her downstairs anyway. He had an idea about this funny, floppy old doll. When Daddy showed the old rag doll to Grandmother, she laughed and said, "Well, look who you found. Guess we have some fixing up to do. First, Marcella's daddy used his special pen and inks to draw a new face." You can see he's putting a new face on her. "And then, Grandmother stitched up the places where the stuffing was poking out and attached a new shoe button eye. Meanwhile, Mama sewed a new apron and pantaloons." Anybody know what pantaloons are? Anybody tell me what they are? Yeah. Excuse me for doing this, Raggedy, but we want to show off your pantaloons. They're kind of these funny little pants that little girls used to wear under their dresses. Actually, it's kind of a good idea on a cold day. But Grandma sewed some new ones for this raggedy old doll here. And as Grandmother mended the last little hole, Daddy reached into a candy dish and picked out a heart-shaped candy. "Let's give her something extra special," he said, slipping the heart inside the old doll's chest, right where a heart should be.